felt we were a wee bit leggy in the first half, way off the pace, couldn't get hands on down runners, doing silly mistakes. It was just the calamity of errors. The work rate wasn't there that we expected, and we had to try and rectify that at halftime. We moved Porrick out into the middle of the field there, and he brought a great bit of power and strength to that area. He provided a platform for us. Garrod came into it usually in the second half. Your big player stood up, and our work ethic improved. We are a wee bit more attack minded. We pushed up higher up the field, and the runners that was causing us troubles in the first half, we seemed to get the grips with them in the second half. And you know, we got a wee bit of rubber to green as well along the way, but I'm a firm believer you have to take chances to get the rubber to green, and I felt we did take chances today.
Mickey, well, that's going in as underdogs, Mickey, in both games today, probably certainly going as underdogs into the Ulster final against Donegal. How are you going to approach that?
Look, I think it's a one-off shot for us. I think we'll be wrote off, and rightly so. Look, we're coming up against a different animal, a well-seasoned team that know what it's all about. I think this is their ninth final in 10 years. Like, it's going to be a huge ask. If we perform like we have in the last three games in the first half, they'll be out of sight by half time. So, you know, I just hope that mentally and physically now that the lads can recover quickly, and that the thought of playing in an Ulster final will give them that energy for one more big push.
I mean, what do you put the slow start down to? Because that's the last three games in a row. Like, well, giving yourself some hard work to do after the break. Like, you know, what is it that?
Yeah, look, a combination. I thought today we looked leggy in the first half. I thought we were off the pace. Our work ethic wasn't there. Maybe it's nerves. Maybe it's just lads trying to, you know, feel into the game. But yeah, it's something that, you know, it hasn't gone unnoticed, as you know, and it's something that we need to look at rectifying before next week, because that won't just be good enough.
Donegal yesterday, seeing you watch them, they look to be an even better side than they were last year. A lot of people talking about them with Kerry gone as potential challengers to the Dubs. What's your opinion on them in terms of how they've evolved?
I have great respect. I think they're one of the best footballing teams in the country. As you said, they're not the second favourites for All Ireland for nothing. They've been building towards this. They're a team that has improved and brought a lot of new talent in. And you know, you just can't pick one man. People talk about Michael Murphy, Ryan McHughes. They have 24, 25 lads. So, you know, if we start concentrating and doing jobs on one or two of them lads, then somebody else will do the damage. So we just have to try and get us right and try and go in and try and put a performance up and try and stay with them for as long as we can.